What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a unique story. Not only was this story in part inspired by accompanying artwork, but the question itself is not a what-if question. Felix's mom did translate it into a what-if question, but I felt the way he asked it was really kind of perfect.
So, my name is Felix, and I'm 7 years old, and I drew a picture that's how could a chicken fly in the sky, and with all the stuff that he seed, but there's one more, and it was a mystery guy. Bye!
Thank you so much, Felix. So Felix asked, how could a chicken fly in the sky and lift all the stuff he could see, but there was one more and he was a mystery guy? And then his artwork, which you may have seen as the episode artwork, shows a chicken with a bunch of clouds flying around, and there's a castle on a cloud and a house in a cloud and a person he does seem to know, and then a kind of mystery person. Then we're going to add in one more question from patrons Molly and Megan. They sent this in a long time ago, and I thank them for their patience.
Hi, my name is Molly, and my what if is that what if unicorns should talk?
And you, what do you like?
And I like unicorns.
And flowers.
And flowers.
Okay, hold your breath.
Hi, my name is Megan, and I like rainbows and Wonder Woman, and my what if is, what if trees could talk and trees were made out of butterflies? Thank you. We love your show.
Okay, Molly, we'll make sure we have unicorns and flowers in this story. And Megan, do you think we can squeeze in trees made out of butterflies that can talk and also rainbows and Wonder Woman? Well, Wondering Woman. I guess you'll just have to listen up and see. Now let's find out, how could a chicken fly in the sky and lift all the stuff he could see, but there was one more and he was a mystery guy? Plus unicorns, flowers, trees made out of butterflies, rainbows, and Wondering Woman. Whew. Now a long time ago, at least in What If World time, we told a story about Charlie Chicken. That was back in episode 43. Charlie was a little brown chicken who, by some magical mishap, ended up having big brown human ears. Fortunately, they helped him fly whenever he jumped up on his little flying cloud. Charlie's brother was a lion named Carson, and his father was a big walking ear of corn named Charson, but he usually went by Farmer Cobb. What If World was getting lots of rain after a long, hot summer? Now, generally, that'd be a good thing for farmers. But the rain just kept pouring and pouring until Farmer Cobb had no choice but to go out in that nasty weather and tend to his crops.
Oh, boy. I think I spent too much time out in that there rain,
said Farmer Cobb after a long, dark, rainy day of work.
Aw, Dad, you got yourself sick, said Charlie Chicken.
Now don't you worry, boy. I'll be better in the morning.
And Farmer Cobb crashed into bed, exhausted. But in the morning, he didn't seem better.
Dad?
Yes, Charlie?
Is it just me, or are you a little gray and puffy?
Oh, boy. Looks like Farmer Cobb caught a case of the common Quetlicoche.
Papa Cobb caught a case of the common Quetlicoche?
Correct.
What's that?
Oh, it's a fungus of sorts. A delicacy among some. Of course, not among corn people. It's more of a irritation.
But Charlie didn't feel good about those gray lumps on his corn cob papa, and he fluttered out to fetch his big brother, Carson.
Carson, come quick! Papa Cobb caught a case of the common Quetlicoche!
Well, he gets the Quetlicoche every year. Just let him rest,
grumbled Carson Lion, stretching out in the few rays of sunlight that the morning afforded.
Carson, what causes the common huitlacoche?
Corn gets wet and wet gets under the husk and then you get a sort of a gray mushroom-like thing. Some cultures call it a delicacy,
I know.
But I make sure I don't eat people.
Okay, Carson, you've been very helpful.
And as Charlie Chicken turned back to go check on his papa, thunder sounded in the distance, and rain clouds gathered in an instant. So Charlie climbed up on his quiet cloud and flew across their fields to try to scare away the rain.
Rain, rain, go away! You gave my dad huitlacoche!
But the thunder just thundered, and the rain just rained.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
Cried Charlie, as fat drops of rain fell right on his chicken head, in his big brown ears, and down below to a wide field of flowers that seemed to drink the rain up thirstily.
Flowers?
Charlie asked.
You seem to like the rain. It doesn't give you huitlacoche?
And the flowers turned their petals up toward Charlie and worked them open and closed like mouths. Only the corn gets huitlacoche. It's no concern of ours.
But too much rain is bad for anybody, so we should look out for one another.
If our soil gets too wet, we just turn into a flower corn and fly away. And suddenly half a field of dewy flowers drew together to form a massive horse with a unicorn horn all made of flowers.
See?
See? See? And a million tiny petals flapped at once to lift the flower corn into the sky and away from the rain.
I wish I could turn into a flower corn. This rain is cold.
But Charlie refused to let the rain get his father wet again, so he stayed outside through the storm, giving his best young rooster crow at every gust of rainy wind.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Cock-a-doodle-doo, I said! Doodle, you understand, cock-a-doodle?
And finally, the rain did calm down. And the unicorn of flowers flew back into the field, and a rainbow sprung up amidst the sudden rays of light. But not long behind that rainbow were more storm clouds.
Not again.
Charlie flew his quiet cloud up to the arch of the rainbow.
Rainbow, you're supposed to tell the rain to end, but there's more right behind you.
More rain, you see?
And a bar of green light twisted back to look at the approaching storm.
Oh, that'll be lovely. It'll make more rainbows left and right. But my father's got a case of huitlacoche.
Oh, it's a delicacy, you know.
I know.
And what are you complaining about?
Because huitlacoche is not good for corn.
But rain's good for rainbows, my boy. Just enjoy the sun while you can. The rain will always come again.
Is that supposed to rhyme or something?
Ah, when you talk like this, you can make anything rhyme-ish.
And the storm clouds overtook the rainbow.
Bye-bye, wee lad. Don't be sad.
And there was just one long strip of sunlight left, where a kaleidoscope of butterflies seemed to be drinking up the dewy nectar of the nearby flowers.
Hey, where do butterflies come from?
Asked Charlie, flying down to greet them.
Ah, lass, we're but tree flies. Didn't you know?
Well, I know now.
Well, we but tree flies usually live in the clouds, where the rain can't get us wet.
Oh, that's perfect. My father, he's made of corn and he's got a case of huitlacoche.
Sorry, but tree flies can only carry but tree flies up to the clouds.
Maybe if we work together, you and I could...
Hey, I'd love to stay and chat, but there comes the rain again. But tree flies, assemble!
And as the shadows grew, the buttery flies all flew together to turn into a big tree. And then that tree of butterflies started flapping its wings as it rose above the rain.
No fair. I bet my dad could sit on top of there.
Charlie's feathers were wet and his quiet cloud was getting all soaked up with rain.
And the flower corn flew by him again.
On your left.
On your left.
No, your other left.
Charlie saw that tree of buttery flies and that unicorn of flowers, and he even saw a rainbow swirling up into the sky.
Well, my dad's left here to get sicker still. It's just not fair.
And Charlie flew his cloud far higher than ever before, right through a rumbly, thundering patch of clouds up into the bright and clear air above.
It's cold up here. Whew, everything feels a lot lighter, especially my head.
There was a whole kingdom in these clouds that Charlie had never seen before. Up here, the buttery flies weren't just trees. They were also butterfly houses and multicolored castles. And the flower corns weren't just unicorns. There were flower sloths hanging from the trees and flower cows grazing on clouds. And round them all lilted a laughing rainbow, sparkling in the sunlight.
Oh, such a nice day it is up here. Oh, I wouldn't want to be down there in the rain and the cold.
But my dad's down there in the rain and the cold, and none of you will help him.
The flower corns glanced his way and then went back to their play. The buttery flies were as still as trees and buildings where they stood, simply swaying a little bit in the breeze. Then the little rainbow skipped by underneath him, before stretching in a bright, shining arch over the whole tranquil scene. But Charlie didn't feel tranquil or peaceful or calm.
Is this all you cock-a-doodle-doo?
Charlie flew over to the nearest cloud, where a flower corn lounged lazily.
You lounge up here while people down there could use your help?
They do the same in our hooves. And Charlie was so mad, he lifted that cloud right up into the air.
Why, I oughta?
He went to throw the cloud, but it just floated even higher.
Well, if you want to hurt us, then why would we help you?
I don't know what to cock-a-doodle-do.
Charlie flew around in a fury. He lifted up the buttery flies, whether they be trees or houses or castles. He chased away the rainbows higher into the clouds. But when he lifted them up, the clouds just flew even higher, leaving Charlie Chicken alone again in the rain.
I'm wondering what you thought would happen, said a mysterious figure in a cloak.
He was suddenly floating right next to Charlie.
Now what do you want, mystery guy? So I messed up, but they were all being mean.
I'm wondering, if other people are mean, does that mean you get to be mean?
No, you should be nice, but they wouldn't be nice no matter what, so I got mean.
I often wonder how to change the minds of mean people, said the mystery guy, suddenly holding a cloak over the head of Charlie Chicken.
Oh, mystery guy, what am I supposed to... Hey, you're not a mystery guy.
I never said I was.
You're a wondering woman.
I was wondering when you'd figure that out.
Well, you're a grown-up. What should I do?
Well, some of them were grown-ups too, she said, pointing up to where the rainicorns and buttery flies and rainbows flew.
Do you know how the question mark of answers works? Asked Wondering Woman.
Sure, it makes people tell the truth.
Not exactly. Most people think the truth is the first thing they see, the first thing they feel, the first thing they say. But this little wand helps you find the deep down answers. And she offered the magic wand to him. Maybe you should ask yourself why you're really so mad. And Charlie touched the golden handle, shining even within this storm. And suddenly he had his answer.
Because they don't know how we feel. If they really knew, I think they'd care.
Oh, then I'm wondering how pushing them away was going to teach them that.
I know, but it's not like I can just flip over the Hey, mystery guy.
Yes.
I mean girl.
I know.
I mean woman.
It's fine.
Do you think you could help me?
I already am, Charlie.
And there went Wondering Woman, her question mark of answers lashing out to the nearest cloud and flipping it upside down. And Charlie went around lifting these clouds that were light as a feather and flipping them over. Now half the clouds are raining down and the other half were raining up.
upside-down houses fell apart and buttery flies scattered in every direction. Flower corns felt the rain and fell apart into thousands of falling flowers. And all the rainbows flew away, looking for one last strip of light. And they found it, shining off a lantern inside Farmer Cobb's barn.
Well, it's not a fluffy cloud, but it'll do.
And so it flew. And the flower corns and the buttery flies all followed along, crowding into that barn, away from the rain.
Thanks, Wandering Woman.
You should probably thank gravity for forgetting how it's supposed to work.
Thanks, gravity.
Holly Chicken and gravity are best friends, you and me.
Well, I wouldn't say best friends, but I certainly
best
owe you one.
Friends forever, Charlie and gravity.
I wonder if you should get down to the barn before gravity floats you away. And Charlie rushed back down to the barn to see if all his flying friends had learned their lesson. And there they shivered and dripped. Butterflies crowding every rafter. Flowers rolling around to dry off in the hay. And a tiny little rainbow shivering in the weak lantern light. While Farmer Cobb and Carson the Lion went around serving everyone tea.
Oh, no, Dad. We were supposed to teach him a lesson. And you should be getting your rest.
Why, no, I feel fine, son. See, I got rid of all that common quitlicoche.
And he lifted up his arm, and indeed, underneath his husk, there were no more gray blobs of quitlicoche.
I told you he'd be fine, Charlie,
growled Carson.
I'm almost better anyway. I'm well enough to help these poor folks out of the rain.
But they were perfectly healthy and they wouldn't help you one bit.
Yeah, what gives? Corn helps corn, but tree flies like me help other butt tree flies. That's the way it goes.
Well, if I believe that, I wouldn't have adopted a chicken and a lion now, would I have?
You wouldn't have.
And yet you did, so people can look out for other kinds of people after all.
I was wondering when you all would figure that out,
said Wondering Woman, as she stepped into the barn and shook off her cloak.
Now listen, I got a big old farm here, so anytime you need to come out of the rain, you can just come right back to my barn.
That's so nice.
That's my dad.
But maybe I should get a little more rest now.
You know, maybe I should rest up there with you.
And I'll keep pouring the tea, Wondering Woman. Would you like some?
Oh, yes, please. But I do have one more question.
And what might that be?
Yeah, spill it.
Well, I was just wondering, what did you do with all that quitlicoche?
Oh, me? I just made some tea with it. just kidding.
The end.
Felix, Molly, and Megan, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my co-creator, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and to all you kids at home who've ever enjoyed a good grilled quitlicoche, or helped out a friend in need, maybe even one you didn't know so well. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Thanks, gravity.
Anything for Charlie Chicken.
Oh, you're welcome, Charlie. Yes, you're
Charlie Chicken and gravity. Our best friends, you and me.
Well, I wouldn't say best friends, but
best
I certainly
friends
only want
forever, Charlie and gravity.
The Oregon Coast Aquarium is celebrating 30 years of protecting the wet, the flippered, and the adorable. From saving stranded sea turtles to rehabilitating abandoned snowy plovers, the aquarium remains committed to supporting marine wildlife. Our exhibits, animal ambassadors, and programs connect visitors from near and far with the wonders of the Oregon coast, inspiring generations to take action for our ocean. Join us in celebrating 30 years of the Oregon Coast Aquarium at aquarium.org.